Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship. The judge called the order blatantly unconstitutional. Republican Congressman Brian Babin of Texas has introduced a bill to narrow the scope of citizenship.
President Trump has made it clear that restoring fairness to our immigration system and defending the true intent of the 14th Amendment are central to his vision of making America great again.
The president made his first appearance back on the world stage today, addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos virtually. CBS's Nancy Quarters reports Trump said he would ask Saudi Arabia to lower the price of oil and pressure the Fed to lower interest rates.
He is going to be demanding that interest rates come down here in the U.S., which was a surprising comment because it is the Federal Reserve that decides whether interest rates go up or down, and the Federal Reserve operates independently from the president. He's not supposed to be able to demand anything.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and the family that owns it will pay billions to settle lawsuits over the painkiller.
The Sackler family will pay $6.5 billion of the $7.4 billion settlement and give up ownership of Purdue Pharma. An earlier settlement was rejected by the Supreme Court because it gave the family immunity from all future OxyContin-related lawsuits. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
If you add other opioid manufacturers and pharmacies to the mix, all these lawsuits combined resulted in $50 billion in settlements.
Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Minutes ago, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski announced she will not vote to confirm Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says Hegseth has his vote.
Hegseth has said he made mistakes in the past, and I dare say we've all made mistakes in the past, but he's learned from those, and I think he'll be an outstanding Secretary of Defense.
A judge in Britain has handed a child killer a lengthy sentence.
A judge in Liverpool has just sentenced 18-year-old Axel Rudakabana to a minimum of 52 years. Last July's stabbing spree at a Taylor Swift-themed dance class in the town of Southport left three little girls dead and 10 other people injured. False reports that Rudakabana was a migrant led to anti-immigrant racist riots across the UK. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
The Hughes Fire in Castaic, California has grown to more than 10,000 acres. More than 50,000 people are under evacuation orders. Italy's highest court has just upheld Amanda Knox's slander conviction for accusing an innocent man and her British flatmate's 2007 murder. That was a case that made headlines on both sides of the pond. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000 square foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just south of Ryan Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit and run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000-square-foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks take on Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks back home tonight against the Miami Heat at Fiserv Forum, but Miami's Jimmy Butler will not be there. The former Marquette star missed the team flight to Milwaukee last night, so the Heat have suspended him the next two games. Butler claims he planned to take a later flight. He just completed a 7-game suspension for conduct detrimental to the team. He's made it no secret he wants to be traded to the Phoenix Suns. College football, the Badgers' new offensive coordinator, Jeff Grimes, asked, what's the plan at quarterback, now that Braden Locke and Tyler Van Dyke have both transferred out of Wisconsin.
We went and recruited a couple of guys. Billy Edwards obviously is somebody that we're expecting big things from. He came here not long after I did, and so there's a natural connection there for he and I. That would be the case whether he were new or not. Building a trust and a relationship with your quarterback is certainly something that's important for me.
That's the Badgers coach Jeff Grimes with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thank you for joining me today. Happy Thursday.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes. Watching the ships roll in. Then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay. Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. Waste the time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pretty woman walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
last minute and call.
News, timeless hits from Van Morrison and Domino on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Are you ready for four things you did not know yesterday? Here we go. Thing number one, in 2005, a skydiver in Russia went into labor in the middle of a parachute jump. She gave birth to a baby girl just minutes after landing. Thing number two, banana skins can take 2 years to biodegrade. Thing number three, in the early days of barcodes, there was a plan for round ones. I guess that's QR codes now, right? Round ones and square ones. And finally, thing number four, Fort Wayne, Indiana was once named the dumbest city in the U.S. Aw. And there are four things you did not know yesterday.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators. Then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends. Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Share your love with an unforgettable gift from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Making love blossom since day one, Sunnyside has been Kenosha's family tradition for stunning, customized floral arrangements for any occasion. This Valentine's Day, pair your perfect gift with premium chocolates, an adorable plush bear or puppy designed to melt their heart. Share your love in the most beautiful way and visit Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha today. Located on 75th Street and 30th Avenue, open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm talking about why, if you've got savings, you need a high-yield savings account. High-yield just means high interest, you know, the money the bank pays you for keeping your money with them. You will probably find the highest-yield savings accounts at an online bank. Just go on and Google and do some research and figure out who's offering the highest rates right now. Now, lately, it's been between 4 and 5%. That is your savings earning real interest. And okay, figuring out all the details of opening a new bank account can be very annoying, but I bet you can probably get one going in less than an hour. So give yourself 60 minutes and get it done. I've done it. You'll thank yourself when you see your money making money for doing nothing. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Volman. Well, tonight it's going to be cold again. 3 above for the overnight low, but wind chill factors below zero. Tomorrow, Friday, increasingly cloudy, a high of 22. And then Saturday, sunshine and 35. 35, wow.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Think, let your mind go, let yourself be free. Let's go back, let's go back, let's go way on the way back when. Just now. I ain't no psychiatrist, I ain't no doctor with the greens. But it don't take too much time to see what you're doing to me. You better think about what you're trying to do to me. Yeah, think. Let your mind go, let yourself be free. Oh, freedom, 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 oh, freedom. Yeah, freedom. Freedom.
Home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you ever miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search online WRJN News. You'll get the stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine-based company is growing in Franklin. Modine is set to open up a new 153,000-square-foot facility in Franklin. It's said to be dedicated to producing thermal management systems for various vehicles and equipment. The expansion is expected to create 200 full-time jobs within about 5 years. In a statement, the Franklin mayor says the development is a great win for the city. He's highlighting a $1.6 million tax incentive program for the company. A retired four-legged law enforcement veteran has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of retired canine Nitro. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix served the department for 9 years. The office says during his career, canine Nitro took down bank robbery suspects and hit on large amounts of illegal drugs. Sheriff Schmaling says the dog's contributions to the Racine County Sheriff's Office will not be forgotten. And a Racine brewery may open back up across the street. Littleport Brewing, which recently closed its downtown Racine location on 3rd, may find new life in the historic Wiggly Mill building. The owners of the brewery posted earlier this month that they had to close due to financial challenges. A post this week says the Littleport proprietors are now exploring the possibility of relocating to their riverfront property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to
to upset our happy home. Yours too. Just trust in me like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. It says here, a happily married couple in India got the shock of their lives when they learned that they had divorced 10 years earlier. No wonder things were going so well.
Well, I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I'm
like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
I need love, ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. But mama said, hey, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. Hey, hurry, love. No, you just have to wait. You gotta trust, give it time. No matter how long it takes, but how many heartaches must I home.
People said she put me down.
It's the Beach Boys, Help Me Rhonda on WRJN. Now, would it surprise you to learn that Brian Wilson recorded that song twice? That one in 1965 with the Beach Boys, but then Johnny Rivers covered that song in 1975. It went to number 22 in the U.S., and who sang backup vocals? Brian Wilson.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Thank you.
For 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the beat. You know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume.
You see, Kenosha.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. California state legislature has approved a $2.5 billion package to help the Los Angeles area recover from the wildfires. Some schools there have reopened.
It's a sound we haven't heard in about 2.5 weeks. Students back to school here in Pasadena, a district that includes Altadena.
10,000 of our 14,000 children have been impacted by this devastating fire.
Today's the first day back. I told Lola if she sees any of her classmates, like, who lost their homes, to give them a hug.
I was displaced. I have 51 friends and acquaintances who have lost their homes.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Pasadena, California.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's order.